It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Over the years, there have been some great players that have played in the green and white. This year, we focus on your favorites, the players that you just couldn't wait for Saturday to watch play the game. Shriner Joe Dunn joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Over the years, there have been some great players to play for the Beavers. Joe Dunn has been a part of the Shrine game now for 23 years. After moving to Bemidji from North Dakota, Beaver football quickly became a passion for Joe, and over the years, he's seen some great players. One of his favorites, though, near and dear to his heart.
There's a number of players, but the first one is one that's near and dear to me, and that's Matt Gandrud, who is my grandson. He's a wide receiver from Elk River. And when he was in high school at Elk River, they had a really poor team, and he was still named All-Conference. He was captain. He's just an outstanding individual, and we're very proud of him. And he had a good career here. He loved going here. He was recruited by Bubba Swigert over at Duluth, but he chose to go here. And then Bubba left anyway, so Matt was a wide receiver. And he was playing at the same time as our All-American. It was so he had to compete against him. But he did outstanding. He was a long snapper. He was a punter. He could do anything. I mean, he had to do everything in high school. So if they needed him, he came in and did that too. But we're very proud of him. He's doing very well. He's a good individual, and he's down in Texas now, doing very well. He's a State Farm agent down there.
There were other players that Joe loved watching play. One of them, James Midbo, coming from small-town Climax, Minnesota.
James Midbo was a very interesting guy. He liked to have a lot of fun and so on, but he really, really turned out to be a very good defensive end, great football player, coming out of a small school over there, and he became a leader. And he also was, as he went on now, he's a chiropractor. He's also a musician. His brother plays. But he was a great football player. I really admired him. In fact, I thought he might have a chance to play at the next level.
Another favorite had his career cut short because of injury, Tyler Olson, who in Tyler's first game scored 5 touchdowns against Minnesota State Mankato.
He was a dynamic runner from a small town of Warren, Minnesota, which that's close to my heart too, because when I got out of college, I taught there for 7 years, and he wasn't playing then, of course, but when he came over here, I really thought, wow, this kid's got some talent, but he was a walk-on. And he turned out to be just a great runner, hard-nosed kid, and just a very good representative. But unfortunately, his career was cut short. I see him in Warren once in a while now. He lives over there. He married a BSU graduate, and they adopted 2 children because they didn't think they could have any. And now they've had 2 more, so they got 4 kids. You know, somebody made a good decision to let them play. And I know that's one important thing with the coaches, that they have to, they're not always the all-stars, but they come on and they can see they have the potential, and he's one guy that reached his potential.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Football on the Beaver Radio Network.